Locksmith.
Hi, Amir?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Lily again with Local Splash.
Hey, Lily.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know. So what we found is that I was wrong. It actually was a community edit. So that means that someone went out there on Google, they saw your listing, and they suggested that the phone number be changed. So Google published that, but they did put a notification inside the listing saying the requested edits were pending. So we've updated that. We're changing that to the number that's going to be, you know, the correct number, but it might take a few hours to update. So I just want to let you know, you should see that on the listing in just the next few hours, we're hoping.
You want to tell me someone went over there and tried to destroy my map?
Somebody tried to change the phone number on your listing, yes. Unfortunately, it actually was the case. I didn't think that was possible, but apparently it is. So that's how it happened. That's why you didn't have to log in to make that change, or you didn't have to give anybody else access.
Wow. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
So I can do that to another people too?
Yes, you can.
I want to say this business does not exist anymore. This business, this is the wrong phone number. I can do the same things too?
Exactly. Unfortunately,
wow.
If you wanted to go out and mark a business permanently closed, you can suggest it, and Google might publish that information right away.
How you find out that,
well,
someone did that?
I actually had to get in touch with our optimization team because they have full access to the listing, and they can tell you what the new updates or requests are. So I asked them, first of all, how do we have this phone number? And they said it was generated through the listing. I asked how that was on the listing, and they said it was a community edit. It was a community edit that was still pending. We didn't accept it, obviously. We just updated the correct number. But, yeah, it looks like someone went out there and tried to change the number from outside of Google.
Wow. Okay. I got you. Okay. So I do understand.
Yeah.
Some people don't like me. I know.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. It's very rare when I hear things like that, like that you can change people's phone numbers and, you know, like that. We try to make that not the case, but apparently we can't control what Google decides on how to manage their listings. So that is something that they are allowing now. So we just have to keep a close eye on your listing, and I'll keep a close eye on it to make sure your phone number stays correct here. Okay, Amir?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Sure. No problem at all.
Okay, Lily.
Anything else I can help with? Sure.
You have the
will
both
do.
Numbers supposed
uh-huh.
to be there, right? You have both of them.
Yes. So the primary phone number that I – let me go ahead and go over those notes again. Just a second. Okay. All right. So the phone number is 727-888-4001.
Yes.
And then we have, let me give you the secondary one. The secondary number is the 813-888-3433. Is that correct?
813. What do you say?
813. Uh-huh. And then 888-3433.
No. I emailed you, but I'm looking in the email. It's the first one, 727. What is people going to
mm-hmm.
call? The second, the primary number need to be 727-888-4001. And the second phone number is 813. If you go to the website, to my website, you will see them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you go to my website, you will see 813-430-433.
That's the one I just read you.
Oh, okay. I saw.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so it's 813-800-3433.
No. 813-400-3433.
So the secondary number is 813-400-3433.
Yes, and the first one is 727-888-4001. I just love numbers 3 and 4. I love them. This is why I always pick my phone numbers.
That's interesting, because that's exactly, like, we have both these, but with the error on the phone numbers, they were switched. It's so strange. Okay, so I'm going to confirm with you one more time just to make sure I have this right, okay? The primary business number is going to be 727-888-4001, and then the second number is going to be 813-400-3433.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to make that a note just to make sure that that is what you asked for today so that there's no confusion. Okay?
Okay. Yes, please. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I've never seen something like, I don't believe that Google agreed to this. I don't believe that.
I know. Honestly, I agree. This has to have been pretty new because I've been here for 5 years now, and I've always known to them, you know, not allow things like that. So I want to say this has to be at least no more than a year old. It's something new that they're allowing. I don't know why they would do that, but unfortunately, that's the way it is with Google.
No, if this is the way, you know, like I don't know how they do that to me. Okay, I need to take this call. I have someone calling me. I need to take this.
Sure. Okay, well, have a good day. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.